involves high-dose chemotherapy to ablate the marrow to allow you to engraft the new donor marrow. And the problem is that sickle cell patients, when they undergo high-dose chemotherapy and high-dose radiation, do not tolerate that. The mortality of those procedures in sickle cell patients is very, very high, and that, so as a result, bone marrow transplants are no longer considered for sicklers. Well, a couple of years ago, colleagues of ours did some transplants, but used matched-related donors, which allowed them to use much lower concentrations of the chemo, much lower concentrations of the radiation, and showed in testing this this hypothesis showed that this they could avoid the toxicity caused by chemo and radiation and cause engraftment. So this led us about 9 months ago to embark on a clinical trial that we are now undergoing, and we've matched our first patient in November, an age match, a match-related donor, and we went underwent bone marrow transplantation in November, and just this month we found out that her marrow is completely engrafted. So I believe we have a cure for sickle cell in this individual. So this is quite exciting, and it has a lot of challenges as finding match-related donors and doing the proper screening, but this will be a reason for sickle cell patients around the state and the region to be treated here or evaluated here, and as I mentioned before, I think will be something that will be the best in the country at. Now, I also had shared in December with the healthcare committee the fact that we had anticipated a growth in our business in pulmonary and critical care medicine. And the reason, as I showed in December, one reason for doing that is that this is a way to, again, build the margin of the overall clinical enterprise. This is data from the University of Chicago. When I came to University of Chicago in 05 as the chairman of medicine, I embarked upon a program of building pulmonary critical care. And you can see over the subsequent 4 to 5 years, as we built pulmonary critical care, it definitely added significantly to our bottom line of the hospital. So we want to employ a similar strategy here. We're starting at a kind of a rough point in 2010, but in 2011, we're starting to make some progress. I believe that with the team that we have expertise, and we definitely have the best pulmonary programs in the city. I think we can actually build this book of business quite nicely and contribute significantly to our bottom line as we have growth in these programs. Now, one program, one disease program that you may not be too familiar with is a program in sarcoidosis. This is a lung disease that involves, as shown in the bottom panel here, these are scar tissue granulomas that are throughout the lung, and in most folks that develop sarcoidosis, they get better with no therapy whatsoever. However, in 25% of folks, they not only have progression in the lung with this scarring process, but they develop these granulomas in other tissues as well, the heart, the brain, the eye, and these are very severe complications. And unfortunately, sarcoidosis is also a disorder. It happens a lot in non-Hispanic Caucasians, but when a person of color develops sarcoidosis, they have a rougher time, more likely to develop this complicated sarcoidosis. And in fact, the therapies become much more problematic. And when you're in clinic, it's difficult to tell the patient that's going to get better spontaneously from the patient that's going to develop the complications. Well, we're really on to this this disease in a big way. We have a number of very highly unique translational programs, and we're doing clinical trials in sarcoidosis therapy that we've just begun. We're evaluating blood signatures from blood cells that we test for gene expression that will help us predict who's at risk to develop the complications. And we're using a lot of genetic approaches to identify risk factors for sarcoidosis, because sarcoidosis has a very strong genetic piece to it as well. Some of you may know that Bernie Mac suffered from sarcoidosis and died from complications of sarcoidosis. His family and the Bernie Mac Foundation reached out to us to see if we were interested in a partnership, and we've finished discussions around that particular partnership, and we're really pleased that this week we're able to finish the partnership and be announcing the University of Illinois Bernie Mac Center for Sarcoidosis, and we'll help them raise money that they will use, that will provide for doing more research to try to find a cure for sarcoidosis. So the last piece I wanted to share with the board has to do with